This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, oxymoron, I know that. It's a fine Monday. It's a fine Monday. Is that better? If you're not happy on a Monday, I'm happy.
Yeah.
To me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, they all kind of go together. Just enjoy the day. Could be your last. You never know, right? So you just, you know.
What are you, I was just thinking, if you're on this side of the dirt, it's a great day, right?
That's right. Anyway, Monday is here. It is a solemn week for Christians, with Holy Week here, for sure. But it ends well. We know that. We, you know, sort of like a good ending, right? I mean, that we have to look forward to on Sunday as well. Welcome to the program, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Manny is going to answer your call when he goes to ring on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. And I have a simple question I'm going to start the program with. I want to get right to your calls, okay? So all of you that want to jolt yourself into a new week, please give me a jingle and answer a question in just a moment here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. So we got Matt, the producer, we got Manny manning the phones, and Todd and I are going to chat with you here today on the program and welcome your calls. Guests, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, at the bottom of the hour. What do you want to ask Ron Ness? Ask him anything. He's the voice of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, and he'll be here. Ed Schaefer is going to be here next hour. Shyla Schaefer was laid to rest on Saturday in a beautiful service in Bismarck. And I'm going to talk with Ed a little bit about the life of his stepmother, who, much like his father, just had this love of life that was so obvious it was incredible. You know, just bubbly, constantly on, really a really neat personality. So looking forward to visiting about lessons from Shyla Schaefer's life with Ed Schaefer today on the program. And then our buddy Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, will be here. Okay, in the meantime, I want to know, because we have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. This is huge, huge, mega news. This is more important than anything. If you open newspapers, if you watch the evening news, anything. This is the most important thing in the world, bar none. Someone was punched at a Donald Trump rally. Ladies and gentlemen, violence is out of control. One person. Which brings to a total now of two people that have been punched at rallies. Now, mind you, these are people who, well, for instance, this individual this weekend was punched by a African-American man who maybe didn't take kindly to the fact that he was walking on a flag and having some KKK garb on him. And someone that was escorted out with him also wearing a KKK hat. And so I think the guy punched him. Now, he shouldn't have punched him. And the guy's been arrested. But how many tens of thousands of people have been at how many rallies, and we have two individuals that have been punched? That's violence, by the way. And the new favorite sport in the media is to cover everything outside the rally. Never mind what's going on in the rally, where someone's actually getting on a stage and saying something. No, 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 that's forget that. What's the news is outside when roads get shut down. And, folks, these are professional protesters. They're doing this for... But let me back myself off the ledge. I don't much care what I think.
Can I chime in for a second?
Yeah, what do you think Donald Trump has anything to apologize for here?
No. I got a question. Who gets sued in the wrongful death suit when the ambulance can't get through and somebody ends up losing their life? Does the candidate get sued? Does the protester somehow get sued? Some protesting
good question.
Body?
I don't know. I don't know if they connect those dots. I don't know if there would be such a thing as a wrongful death suit when an ambulance couldn't get there. I don't know.
Well, I mean, anybody can sue anybody for wrongful death, but
that's why I would to me, that's why I would clear them out. How about this? Here's one for you. If people are blocking the road and you hit them while you're trying to get on, you know, through on that road, whose fault is it? Now, you yield to pedestrians, but these aren't pedestrians. These are protesters.
Right.
So you don't think he has anything to apologize for? Here's what I want to know from our audience. Knowing what you know now, is this Donald Trump's fault? Does he have anything to apologize for? Who do you blame for this? I want to know. Because I feel like, and again, I'll defer to your comments. I want to know what you think, but I think that I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe the way they're starting to cover this. And it's almost like the media is famous for this. They're going to fawn over Trump, fawn over him. They like that he gets ratings. They like that he stirs the pot. Then he gets to be a big deal and almost win the prize. And then everybody says, well, you give him more TV time than they give anybody. Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's pile on. Then they go the other way.
What if somebody tied up a Trump fan base or something, for example, tied up a Clinton or Sanders event? How would that be handled?
Yeah, who would be blamed?
Right.
Yeah.
Manny, do you think Trump has anything to apologize for?
No, I don't, but I will counter that with, has Donald Trump ever really apologized for anything, ever?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't apologize.
Good point.
He also doesn't ever say, you know, on second thought, he doesn't do that either. No. It's kind of his thing. How about, is he responsible for this? You know, in other words, if he's at a rally and some guy was trampling on a flag and got a buddy with a KKK hat on, are there to protest him, is that Donald Trump's fault?
No, I wouldn't. I would say no, it's not.
He's not causing this. Pretty sure the media thinks he is. Here's the
Did anybody sue Obama when all those people were fainting when he first started as a candidate?
No.
What about those people? Remember that?
Chris Matthews, you know, had the tingle up the leg. I think I would have sued him for that. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tell me, please. A Paul in Minot. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, sir, thank you for listening.
Good. Here's a quick. I got two things. One is on the Donald Trump. Is, you know, if we actually had a leader sitting in the White House that would step up and lead, a lot of this stuff would not happen. So I blame Mr. Obama because he has never led this country. So I definitely blame him for that.
Okay, let me say that I would agree with you in this sense. I mean, this is getting a little ridiculous, right? Because the individual's throwing a punch or back or coming with a, you know, if I show up with a KKK hat and step on an American flag at a Trump rally, I'm pretty much responsible for getting what I get in my mind. But to your point, there is a great deal of unrest in this country right now. People are angry. Donald Trump's the only candidate that's really tapped into that. And I think that's why he's getting these huge crowds and is winning the majority of the delegates so far. But, you know, the country's in a mess because of poor leadership. And if Obama's the president, he's certainly as much to blame as
Trump. Absolutely. You know, and I'm a vet. When I see my flag stamped on and I put my life on the line, you know, that's just is wrong. I mean, absolutely just wrong. But I'm very passionate about that, obviously. But again, that's because of my service and all my fellow members of the military service. We do allow that to happen, but it's still very upsetting on that. So, but yeah. So I just wanted to mention that. And then one other thing I wanted to follow up last week. I didn't get time to give you guys a quick shout other than text. But when you guys were talking about the headlight deal, do you know that these running lights, when they're on during the daytime, the taillights are not on? And then when you turn your blinker on, if you're under your running lights, they come on automatically. And you turn your blinker on, depending which way you're turning, the front headlights go out. One of our guys got a ticket the other day because he had all the lights on, because it looked like he had the lights on, but he didn't realize it was just running lights, and so he got a ticket for no taillights. And which is, that was kind of sad, but it, if the car companies would step up with all their safety features and just make all the vehicles have full automatic lights at all times. Okay, guys, that's all I had for you. I appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job there, and I wish you guys a good week.
Appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you. I forget where I was driving last week, but it was, the kind of conditions that required lights. We've been talking about it. And my next stop, I made sure that, and there were, I think there's like five settings, okay? I got a Ford Explorer, like five settings for the lights. And I'm like, what do all these mean, for crying out loud? I can't tell the symbols. I don't know the. So I actually got out of the car and made sure that lights, taillights, the whole deal was on. But I hear you, because you can't do automatic, because even an automatic, if it's dark enough, they come on, doesn't mean everything's on. So double check it. It's a good suggestion, Paul, because that's our mission. When the weather warrants, lights on. 800-228-0550. Is Trump to blame? Let's talk about this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening, highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Well, I have action on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Toll free at 800-228-0550. Quick question for you. You don't have to think about this long and hard. I just want to know real quick, I ask whether or not Donald Trump should apologize for the violence at his rallies, which includes a new incident over the weekend in which a fellow by the name of Brian Sanders was one of the protesters, dressed in an American flag shirt, holding a sign with Trump's face on it saying, "Bad for America." And had somebody with him with a KKK hat on. I guess he stepped on the flag at some point, too. He told NBC News he was being escorted out of the rally when a man on the stands grabbed his sign and ripped it out of his hands. I stumbled back, sucker punched. Video emerged of the incident shows that Sanders being punched and kicked on the ground before police were able to separate the two men. They arrested the fella, charged him with assault with injury, a class one misdemeanor, for hitting him back. Donald Trump sees all this and says the following. Roll that, Todd.
I tell you, folks, that's a disgrace. You know, they're taking away our First Amendment rights. They're troublemakers. They're no good. And we better be careful. We've got to take our country back, folks. We've got to take our country back. Very simple.
All right, now I'm asking a question. Is he responsible? Should he apologize? You know, is he causing this? Why is this happening to the degree that it's happening at the Trump events? Okay? That's my question for you here at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Great news last week. I read about on their Facebook page about how women and minorities are seeing growth in job opportunities in oil and gas. How about that? Find out more about that on the website. Also brought to you today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Right here in North Dakota. 2016's in now and looking good. Best of the best. They've got models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons. Booms up to booms, B-O-O-M-S, booms up to 132 feet. Cover some serious ground with that. Great fuel efficiency, 5-year warranty, standard. Less compaction on the ground. By the way, some 2015's in with great deals, great financing, and some used ones. See them all. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, Mandan, North Dakota, across from Bonanza. Exit 60 Frontier, south of Fargo. All right. Back to the phones. John in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Is this me?
If you're John in Fargo, it's you.
Yeah. If you're stupid enough to irritate everybody in the house, you deserve to probably get popped in the beak. So I would never. So that stands alone. If you're that stupid, yeah, accept the blows. But that, you know, I want to make the bigger point about Donald Trump. I am not going to criticize Donald Trump because any man that's willing to humble himself to the point of saying that his book is not the greatest book ever written, the Bible is you know, wow, that's incredible. And a man that's humble to the point where he said, I never really had to ask God for forgiveness for anything I've ever done. That is a great American. And, you know,
do you know anybody in politics that's humble?
No.
Is Barack Obama humble?
There was a Democrat governor of North Dakota named Art Link, and I met him 3-4 times, and he was a humble, humble human being. He's been dead now for several years, but I don't want to argue with the conservatives. I think, you know, you guys are doing a terrific job. You built Donald Trump, and now you're going to have to live with him. And I don't know that Bernie, who I do not support, can beat him, can beat Trump. Hillary will beat him like a drum.
I missed that. You said your support goes to Bernie, but you don't think Bernie's going to would be able to beat him, or Bernie won't win?
No. I don't support. Well, put turning the sound off and on, and you'll hear be able to follow the conversation.
I'm turning any sound
Bernie,
on and off. I'm listening.
Bernie, I don't support Bernie for president.
Don't
support and Hillary.
You do support Hillary, and you say she will beat Trump, is what you're saying.
Oh, she'll beat him senseless in an election.
Now, see what gives you that? What gives you that confidence as a Hillary supporter?
Well,
Hello.
I think she is more talented politically, emotionally, mentally than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a nightmare. But hey, it's what the Republican Party has built. That's your steamroller right there.
I don't think it's the Republican Party that's built this guy. Far from it. I think he's giving the Republican Party fits right now, honestly, John. But I appreciate your call. I think what's built Donald Trump is, honestly, the place we find ourselves at in this country, largely bought and paid for by Barack Obama. Someone who's part incompetent and part bent on changing America as we know it. And enough people see it happening and don't see the Republicans fighting back from it. And so Donald Trump is filling that void. Be my take, but I want yours. Bob in West Hope, what do you make of the Trump phenomenon, sir?
Well, I think he's a pretty good guy, really. And I don't think he should apologize for anything what's been going on with these debates and stuff like that. And about this last guy calling and telling about Hillary going to win the thing, nah, if she gets in it, we're going to be sitting the same way as we are right now.
Tell me what voter is ready to shoot themselves out of the house like a sling, but you know, by a slingshot to go, you know, vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't think that's there. I do think Donald Trump has a little bit of that. I mean, you can see that in the primary so far. He gets, you know, 70% increase in turnout on the Republican side and Democratic turnout, even though you have this Bernie factor, which motivates some fringe of the left. You know, they're down 33%. So, I think that's I think Trump's the one who brings new people out. I don't see Hillary as being. And by the way, polls right now meaningless. Where's the horn anyway, Bob, or the kazoo, or the you know the musical
harmonica?
Company? Oh, the harmonica, yeah, the harmonica.
I knew it would be nearby.
There it is. Never far from the phone. God bless you, Bob. God bless you, Bob. Good to hear from you, man.
Next time I call, it'll be the pots and pans.
There you go.
I love it. I think Todd and I should come up there and do percussion. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Brought to you in part today by MyPillow, best pillow on the planet Earth. As a matter of fact, we're going to chat with Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor, the genius behind MyPillow. And they have been so kind to give our listeners a one-of-a-kind deal. In other words, you're not going to find it on late-night TV. You're not going to find it on other talk programs around the country because everybody's discovered MyPillow now. It's a big deal. This one is just for you folks, What's On Your Mind audience, the four-for-one deal, the classic four-pack combo, $99.98. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. The two-for-one deal on the premium pillow is also still available, 50% off on that deal. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028 to get that deal. 800-506-9028. Great gifts, too. If you have one yourself, great, great gifts. You're going to love them. All right. Some more comments coming in on the Trump question. We'll save that for the top of next hour. Also, Ed Schaefer will join us next hour. We're going to talk about his stepmom, Shyla Schaefer, laid to rest over the weekend. And then, as I mentioned, Mike Lindell coming up, too, on What's On Your Mind. All right. Welcome your questions or comments about North Dakota's oil and gas industry from our next guest, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Ron, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great. Good morning.
You know, we're sitting here in March, darn near April, and before we know it, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is going to be here. You get to host that again this year. How's things looking?
It is. We are certainly looking forward to that. That has become such a tremendous event, and it is May 24th to 26th in Bismarck. Of course, 2 years ago, we had a record crowd of 4,300 people, and Bismarck was rocking for a week there. So, you know, we're still going to have a great crowd. We're probably not going to have a crowd of that magnitude right now with some of the downturn, but it is still going to be a fabulous event. We are just wrapping up our exhibit booths. We've got a few booths remaining, so if there's anybody interested in that, we urge you to contact us or get on our website at WBPCND, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND.org, or go to North Dakota Petroleum Council's website and link to that, but booths are still available. But I think the one thing, Scott, is that we have been able to put together, I think it's the best agenda that we've ever been able to assemble for this thing. We have got so many Bakken CEOs coming, and, of course, the legendary Lou Holtz, who happens to serve on the board of directors of one of our North Dakota-based companies, is going to come and speak, and he's not speaking much anymore. He's trying to retire, and he's agreed to do this one. We had him a few years ago in Grand Forks, and if you recall, he was just outstanding. So great opportunity to see Lou Holtz. Also have the new president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Branch, Neil Kaskari, who's a very dynamic speaker and with a lot of interesting information relating to banking and the regional economy. But really, those Bakken CEOs, the president of ConocoPhillips, Lower 48, CEO of SM Energy, Jim Boker, CEO of Whiting, Rick Moncrief, CEO of WPX Energy, at the general manager of Caterpillar Oil and Gas. And then, of course, we have all of our breakout sessions that get into the pipeline issues and the regulatory issues. We've got the head of Region 8 EPA, Sean McGrath, coming. And Sean McGrath's in a breakout session. So that tells you the type of keynote sessions that we're having if we have him into a regulatory breakout session. So pretty exciting lineup. Something very good. And one of the things that we're talking about is we're calling it Strike Point. Is it time now to reinvest in the Bakken? And this conference theme is Bakken Forward. So it's kind of the Bakken looking ahead. And certainly there's going to be a time here where there's a lot of idle cash sitting out there across the country. I think people are going to come back and try and figure out where are the deals and when do I get in.
When you say, is it time to reinvest in the Bakken, meaning what?
Well, are there deals? Are there certainly sometimes the opportunity to own properties or buy financially distressed properties is a whole nother group of folks that come and begin looking at time to get back into the Bakken, and whether it's on the real estate side, whether it's on the non-operating side, whether it's on the operator side, or whether it's housing, any of those things. I think that there's going to be more and more deals as we go through 2016, which we know is going to be a down year. Here, there's going to be some financially stressed assets, or people are going to see the opportunity for growth in a new area.
So these are folks that maybe are on the sideline because of the price thing, and now the point is, okay, the price is inching back up, time to get back in the game kind of deal.
Right. When does the opportunity exist to get in at the right time? There's always a wrong time to get in and a right time to get in. So it depends upon which aspect of the business side you're in. There are, you know, service companies that are going to be merging. There are operators that are going to be merging. There are other development opportunities that have yet to be realized. And that's kind of what we're trying to get at here. And, one of the panelists is going to be Jim Arthod, the CEO of MBI Energy, of course, who has built MBI in Belfield, North Dakota into a, huge operation.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us today on What's on Your Mind. Your questions or comments are welcome. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Here's one that came in via Facebook from Curtis. What are the North Dakota Petroleum Council member companies, large to small, saying is the WTI ND netback oil price they need to commence deploying some drilling rigs? And how many months must they see this price sustained? How about before commencing the completion of all of the wells already drilled but not fracked? I assume the completion of already drilled wells will happen before producers deploy additional drilling rigs logically. Is that right?
Well, that's really the question that that we've been getting everywhere and from everyone. When is the point in which I really, you know, turn back on my operations and turn back on my capital? And I think the answer is that, you know, really this last little $5 to $6 to $7, what that did was it got us out of oil in the 20s and got you back to oil in the 30s, which means you're probably, you're hopefully not losing dollars on every barrel that you're selling by the time you've paid all your taxes, your freight, your lifting costs, your all of those different things. So that helped companies from, you know, kind of stopping the bleeding a little bit. And what's going to happen next? If you get another $5 or $7, the money's going to go to debt. You're going to see companies, they just absolutely have to focus on reducing their debt here, because there's a lot of big payments coming. As we know, everybody was heavily leveraged into the Bakken because you just keep, you know, putting more and more investment into these wells because, you know, the wells kept getting better. But as you do that, you keep putting more in. So we got leveraged in pretty heavily. After that, the next $5 is we get into the into the mid 40s, I think what you're going to see there is then you go back and you start bringing your there's a lot of wells, if you've noticed now, that are on basically idle status. They've either slowed them way down, or if they break a rod or something, they're not racing out there to fix them because it costs you a lot of money right now with the road restrictions. Cost of getting service rig out there is just not worth it. You'll begin putting those wells back online. And then the next $5, as you get hopefully into the 50s, somewhere around there, you put that money back into completing those wells that have been drilled and not completed. You'll start staging those in. And then eventually, by then the market should be, confident enough that the price can be stable for long enough that hopefully you'll go back out to the Wall Street and other investors and try and raise that capital to get that CapEx back in your company and begin bringing a couple of rigs back on. And it's going to be a slow process. I think that's what we've been trying to convince the policymakers in North Dakota and some of the others, is that you don't just turn around tomorrow and decide that you're going to jump back in. And of course, with the loss of a lot of these employees on the exploration side, you've got to get them back here. You've got to ensure that there's adequate housing for them. One of our frustrations is the Williston decision against crew camps, because those are the safest, best, easiest place to bring people back and get them back here and get them working again without having stress on the community. So I think the answer to his bottom line question is somewhere in that, you know, $60, $58 to $65 region. I think we've been able to bring the price down as far as the cost of doing business here. As long as you don't see that price swing way up high and bring that inflationary mechanism back, we're going to be a better play going forward. But it's going to take a while.
Tom in West Fargo, question on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. For Ron, go ahead, Tom.
Yes. Now, the Bakken oil has been sort of penalized because of delivery of the oil. Will the new proposed pipeline that's supposed to route from North Dakota through Iowa down to Illinois, will that have a price on the per barrel? Will that bump us up a little bit?
That will absolutely increase our net back on our Bakken barrel, because right now your option to get your high quality Bakken barrel to a good market that wants sweet crude oil is rail. And along with rail, of course, comes a higher transportation cost and other factors. So having a safe, reliable pipeline that's going to take 450,000 barrels of Bakken oil into the center point of the U.S. From there, it can go east. It can go into Great Lakes refiners. It can go south into Gulf Coast refiners that all want sweet crude oil. That is going to provide us a better net back on a Bakken barrel, reduce our transportation costs, and frankly, reduce the hassle of transportation costs. So that Dakota Access Pipeline is a huge deal. And it also gives you an upside to grow Bakken production. If you're a producer and you know there's going to be a market for your barrel out there in the future that you can get a good price on, you've got an upside to continue to try and grow your production.
And is it still scheduled to be built this year?
The plants from that company are that they could have that pipeline in service by the end of this year, which would be fantastic news. I know they're trying to move things along in Iowa after they got that permit and get started. And they've got like 14 different construction crews along the way. So they're going to, they
That's
think
awesome.
They can do that.
We need to break. Tom, thanks for the call. More with Ron Ness after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth, me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Time Passages, old Al Stewart there. One of the classics. I don't know what it is. Every time I hear that song, I think about how, you know, time flies. I think that's the idea behind Al doing the song, right? He was trying to get us to remember all of that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. And they have locations all throughout North Dakota. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott sent you. Come on into B-Mobile and take advantage of some great deals they have right now at B-Mobile as well. They're the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network is Verizon. And here's the deals. The Samsung S7 and S7 Edge are in. And they are packed full of one-of-a-kind features. You can't live without the phone. Water-resistant features, enhanced camera, less blur, low-light picture taking. If you need more battery life, you might want to think about the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. Biggest battery yet. And they also have fast wireless charging. Now we're talking. pretty easy to see that Galaxy S7 is the phone for you. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Botno, Devil's Lake, and Williston. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So a lot of folks, myself included, were cheering the daylights out of oil breaking $40 last week. What does that mean, Ron?
Well, I think, first of all, it was a boost that maybe we've reached the bottom and that, you know, we've got an upside. More importantly, probably to the, on the financial side, is that it gave you a couple bucks of upside on a barrel. So you're not going negative every day. So I think it was important to get us up over that, you know, into that $40 range. And you know, to get to 50, you got to get to 40. So we had to get out of that 27, 28, 32 range and just get back up to where you've got a brighter outlook. I thought that the optimism of people involved in all aspects of the business were better last week, and of course that also means all of the secondary businesses that are relying on the Bakken inputs to drive that economic dollar towards their business. So I thought it was positive. Maybe we've reached the bottom and it's a better side headed forward.
Yeah, exactly. This week will be big, big, big. So it'll be nice to see it continue to inch upward for sure. Williston is in the middle of quite the battle over the city limit location of crew camps, workforce housing. And I know there was some thought there was a compromise. A lot of folks in the industry came together with others and pushed for a compromise. And by a 3-2 vote, even the compromise was rejected. So date certain now. I see Travis Kelly of Target Logistics is saying this is probably going to end up being an issue solved by the courts. Really bad deal. I also saw your comments and some stories about this, quite critical of the decision by the city of Williston. Explain to our audience why you are so critical of the city of Williston on this decision to pull the rug underneath the crew camps.
Well, I think, you know, we kind of forget where we've been, but you go back to 2009, 2010, you had all of these workers descending upon Williston. Housing prices were, you know, outrageous, or, you know, supply and demand drove the price up. And developers started to come in, build hotels, build apartments. But industry's solution at that point is you had people living in campers at all kinds of different places. Industry's solution was to bring in professional crew camps. How's the rotational workers that frankly live somewhere else? And you saw the NDSU study. These are people like people in the military, like people who do construction, like people who do other shift work. They've got a home somewhere else. They've got a mortgage somewhere else and a family somewhere else. They are looking for good high-wage jobs, a place where they can rest at night, be secure and safe, and then have a good food and housing in the industry. Brought these in, mostly the large service companies that provide those rotational jobs. They're professional. They've got, you've seen them. They've got, you know, chefs and workout facilities and, high security. And now essentially what the developers up there and the three of the city commissioners have said is, no, we want those people in our hotels and we want them in our apartments. And we have said time and time again, these are not people that sign lease. These are not people. You do not want 6 to 8 or 10 rotational workers living next to you in a housing development. You want these people housed in these facilities where they may just come in and they may use transportation provided by the service provider. They're a critical function of the exploration side of business. They're not going to go away, but it makes it that much harder when they don't have these types of facilities, because now they start looking at campers, they start looking at other types of housing, and we go back to where we were in 09 and 10. And I think it's really unfortunate that we've got this rift now amongst, you know, the large employers in Williston and the city. And the fact of the matter is that when the industry thrives, those hotels and those apartments and those developers are going to thrive again. So I hope that there's still an opportunity to get this fixed. And these companies have huge investments in these facilities. These aren't just a little
a bunch of little facilities thrown together. They are huge, multi-million-dollar facilities that now have to be removed by 2030. And then we're,
and as you
we're
say, they're
my people,
right, fighting their own economic opportunity. I thought that was well said, Ron. Thanks for the time. As always, good to catch up with you. And reminder, folks, to check out the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference website as well for some opportunities, some boosts available there. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.